Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, I think I floated in here on a raft today. It is pouring. I mean, my goodness. I tell you, I hope all of you that are in Florida are doing safe and all down the coast that are being affected by this hurricane, now this tropical storm that it's turning into, because, you know, it is really bad. And we're getting tons of rain on the East Coast today. So if I'd love for you to be able to call in and ask your questions, so you can call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whispers Blog Talk Radio always has our back. As you know, they put in here a live chat box, so you can drop your questions, your comments, or if you want your girl to reiterate something, you know to drop it in there, because I love to monitor a great chat box. And look, because of today being our show before our winter break, it is just you and I in this studio today. We don't have anyone in our private Zoom room, so I just want to say that I'm excited to be able to really focus and pour my attention into this topic today. And don't forget that on Monday, normally we have our bonus episode, but because it's our winter break, we won't be on the Wisdom app this coming Monday because of our winter break. So we won't get back together in our safe zone again here on Whispers in a Bottle until December 2nd, but I'll give you another reminder at the end of the show today. So, you know, I love this featured mocktail of this episode. Ooh, I have to tell you, Whispers, it doesn't disappoint. And especially with the rain outside and everything too, it just kind of brings in a different kind of festivity and kind of feeling into the space that we're in. And if you're not, you know, subscribed to the Whispers Exchange, what are you waiting for? I'm telling you, there are some fabulous things that are coming down the pike, plus some great features that are in there now. So please make sure that you click the link in the description box and subscribe. And Whispers, listen, we are trying to build our tribe and really kind of raise our vibration. So I'm asking that you also please share the link with someone who needs to be a part of our community. And we have some dynamic things that are going to be birthed in our new year. So you're going to really want to be a part of it, and different things that I'm going to be giving and doing with all of you. It's going to be good. So listen, let's get into this week's topic, how to accept yourself, your life, and your reality for happiness. So, you know, I love to start all of our discussions with a clear meaning or definition. Excuse me, I have to get a Kleenex. My nose, I've got allergies today, guys. I tell you, it's just been one of those days. And just before I came on air, I had like a little sneezing attack on top of it. So, look, let's get the meaning or the understanding of acceptance. That's the action or process of being received as adequate or suitable, typically to be admitted into a group. So let me give you the definition again for acceptance. It's the action or process of being received, adequate or suitable, typically to be admitted into a group. So let that marinate for just a second, because we are going to learn how to accept ourselves, our lives, and our reality so we can live happier lives. See, Whispers, accepting reality of your life sounds like it should be rather easy. It seems like it should be a walk in the park. But many people hold to their own version of reality. And we know that sometimes their versions can be a little clouded or it can be just a little bit off. And it may be based in regret, disappointment, denial, or just waiting for something better, being from a promotion, maybe their retirement, maybe having kids, getting married, you name it, they're trying to ride on that momentum of something better is coming down the pike. See, failing to connect with your with reality is why some have still been stuck in some sort of time warp. Have you ever met someone who just seems like they are stuck in a certain area or space in their life? Or sometimes you may, like my joke is constantly, hello, the 70s have called. They'd like you to come back. You know, I tell people that when I see them kind of spiraling in that way. Or maybe you see somebody who's stuck in that rut in their look. Even I always use a perfect example of someone who's very well known in the fashion industry, and I always tell her, oh, excuse me, the 70s have called. They'd like you to return their look, please. So we want to be careful of that because we can do that inside of our lives and the way that we're living. Or it keeps you in an unfulfilled aspect in your life day in and day out. And, you know, sometimes when we are in that space, it just seems like nothing can fulfill us or there is nothing that makes us happy. See, Whisperers, self-acceptance helps you realize that failure doesn't define you and it always is a learning opportunity on the path to your success. So, you know, all of you heard and have heard me before say that we can either use certain things in our past as our stepping stones to our greatness, or we can use them as our stumbling blocks to our failures and to our future of not achieving. So I always look at it in a positive that I want to be able to step into the next thing that I'm trying to accomplish. And those pathways, sometimes it's that learning opportunity, the things that have happened in our lives that we start to kind of resonate and vibrate at a different decimal that kind of connect the dots in our mind. So sometimes we allow things to kind of sit too long. And we keep kind of pondering over it and that it becomes like a dogmatic kind of way that we can't get past it to grow or to use it as that learning tool for us to move past the situation. And see, confidence can also give you greater independence. It allows you to make decisions for yourself without needing the approval of others. So, you know, there are times that people, you meet people that they have to get everybody's okay. Well, let me see what they think. Let me think if this is, let me see if they think this is okay. Or let me see how, you know, they always want to see how everybody else is doing. They put the meter out there to kind of test the waters constantly, but never really having the true confidence or assurance in themselves that they are making those right decisions. So that's why we have to really start to balance it out. And I know at times we do look for others' approval, and that is fine. Let me tell you, that is just fine as long as you don't make it the be-all, end-all of your reality. And because, you know, sometimes you have to have someone that you tap into, that you ask for clarity or you want to have as that sounding board. And I don't know if many of you know what a sounding board is and what it does. So best way for me to always communicate or to really help you to understand that is to help you with regards to music. So a lot of times, like as singers, so if you're singing or you may see, go to an opera. Let's use opera because this is a perfect example of it. So you go to the opera, and many of you have seen opera singers that they always have, like, their chin tilted towards their chest when they sing. They kind of sing over the eyebrows or looking up over the eyebrows, and the chin is down towards the chest. It's because as the sound reverberates and goes off, it hits the chest and it reverberates in a bigger way, causing the sound to have a soundboard that kind of elevates and raises and vibrates those notes in that voice in a definite pattern and way that it has control in sound. So it's the same thing when we're doing that with people. We can use them as sounding boards or soundboards to bounce ideas off of, to hear them and hear how they vibrate and how they register within our mind and in our ear so we can have clarity or better clarity. A lot of times people don't look at things in that way. And many times others' expectations of us can be very burdensome. And especially when you start to give over instead of that sounding board that you are constantly waiting for them to direct or waiting for them to really kind of mold the decision, which gives unwanted stress and anxiety. Because every time that we do this and it's a conflict of your interest or maybe that wasn't where your heart or the direction was taking you, now you're a little anxious because you're not sure and it puts that uncertainty back into your space and place. And see, sounding boards are sounding boards. They just, the sound bumps off of them so you can catch and you can get the clarity in that message. And have you or someone you may know been trying to live up to someone else's expectations and just seem to constantly fall short? See, when we always are trying to meet up to what others expect of us or think we should be doing or maybe unrealistic expectations, I thought you were going to be X, Y, and Z, and never giving any kind of forethought of where your pattern or where your path is going, that puts in that more of that certainty and that sounding board starts to get a little dull that you can't hear it. And now you got questions and you're doubting yourself. It's a heavy burden that you can never make your reality when it's someone else's decisions, expectations, and thoughts. So you keep on that downward spiral. And then you're just constantly trying to find your way back up. You're trying to just even get that little quick breath as you're going back under. But after a while, you realize that those short little shallow breaths aren't enough to sustain you. So it requires more of us. See, this discussion is powerful, and I thought, like, we should take it slow and get into it and let us just kind of build upon it, because I think when we're really moving forward to happiness and living happier lives, we have to put certain things in the right perspective. And sometimes as people, we have trouble getting that visual correctly and that vision correct. So that's why we have to go into ophthalmic medicine so they can get the correction and the prescription right for your eye. See, that's what we're doing as we're building upon our walk and our trajectory into this happiness. You know, I have so many master keys in this discussion that we're going to hear a word from our sponsor right now, because I feel like I want to do it earlier because I want to really spend more time pouring into the discussion. So I feel like I'm set up to do a commercial break later in our discussion, but because it is so much information I want to share and really spend time with, I think we'll do a quick commercial break and then we'll get right back into it, because I really want you all to get your master keys and really lean into this discussion today. Here's a word from our sponsors.
We all know that life can get a little overwhelming sometimes. You have so many things going on at once, it's hard to keep track. La Paz Image Consultants, a full-service luxury international agency, will help you embrace your life, family, career, and wardrobe. Visit www.lapazimageconsultant.com to book your free consultation.
Thank you so much to our sponsors. It's always so great to have them with us. So before the commercial break, we were about to get into our master keys. And so, like I always tell you all, I hope you brought your proverbial keychains, your notebooks, or you know what, pin mark the episode here. It's 3:15 currently. And come back and pick up any of the master keys that you didn't get or that you missed, because you're going to need all of them to really to and develop the acceptance of self and to be able to really be able to accept your life and your reality so you can live happier lives. So with that being said, I want to try to like step into each of the master keys a little slower. I'm going to dial it down a little bit, not to go rushing through, but I want to spend a little time with each one and really get pouring into this. And you know what? Don't forget that you can always call in at 516-595-8091 with any of your questions. So the first master key that we're going to get into is by far one of the major ones that we're talking about. Accept yourself. Yes, Whispers, I need for you to accept Y-O-U. I say it again. I need for you, all of you beautiful Whispers, to please accept Y-O-U. See, Whispers, I'll talk to you after winter break and see how you have tapped in and what all you have done. Have you gone over all the master keys? Did you put it over? If this was all I had to say to you, that, you know, you just got to tap into what, I'll be like, okay, I'll see you after the break, okay? We'll tap in later. But it's not that simple. It's not that easy when I just say that. See, acceptance is the ability to unconditionally value all parts of who you are. Unconditionally. Did you catch the words that I'm using here? And it's every part of you. What you bring and how you show up, what you are thinking and feeling and everything that you're emoting in different elements and spaces, the dynamics of who you are. It means you acknowledge all of yourself, all. So that means the good, the bad, the indifferent, and where you need to make improvements and adjustments. See, when we accept ourselves, it doesn't mean that we are just kind of blind to where we need to make changes. We are accepting of ourselves and seeing ourselves in the way that we should be and what we want to put forward. So it causes us to do better and pivot, because that's what we're doing. We're pivoting that mindset. We did it all last season on that growth mindset. So our minds are equipped to accept this and are ready, but are you ready? See, we primed all of those different parts and all the mechanisms and different elements. We removed some of the hiccups. We even dusted off some of the shelves. We opened up secret doors so your mind is ready to accept and feel what this means of accepting yourself. For some, self-acceptance can be the hardest thing you ever do. And even just a little bit of change will be the biggest challenge of their lives. And that's when that hypercritical, you know, little Mr. Green Man comes out to chase you around. That hypercritical character likes to show its ugly face. But This is when we need to implement that master key of self-compassion. And if you missed the episode on self-compassion, go back and pick up your master keys, because that's why they're there. Because, see, on your keychain, you are supposed to be able to go back to those keys and pick them up so they can go and work with the keys that you're receiving in each episode to keep those doors and those corridors flowing and open freely. That the fresh air is just whipping through, and we're closing out the negative. We're locking away the negative that it can't get in there and taint and poison and stink up the whole joint. And that's what our master keys are for. So it leads us into different areas that always tie back. And I always tell you, we make a perfect circle. I connect the dots for you. And if you don't want to find the dots or look at the dots, you will constantly stay in that rotation going nowhere. That's how powerful that is. So the first master key, accept Y-O-U. Because guess what? You're a beautiful person. You have dynamic elements about yourself that no one else has. I don't care, even if with your siblings, your loved ones and everything else, there's certain elements that, yes, connect us, but you are uniquely yourself. And that's what's so beautiful. But do you see the beauty in you? Or are you constantly seeing the flaw and nitpicking, oh, look at this, and fumbling and stumbling over it, but not using it where it can be that learning lesson and that tool that helps you to break free of certain elements? See, that first master key is powerful. That first master key opens such a dynamic door into yourself, which makes us really trail into our second key, is that we have to acknowledge your reality. Now, notice, I didn't say anybody else's reality. I said yours. Y-O-U is back in, and it's you. So you have to acknowledge your reality. And sometimes facing reality is just not easy. And sometimes those realities are just horrifying and things to do. But accepting your current situation can make you happier in the present and lead you to a better space, place, and time in the future. Because sometimes when you're constantly running away from whatever it is currently, it just carries on with you. It just keeps dragging along. It's like this constant bag that you pull along with you, but you never really just go sit it out on the curb and let the garbage man pick it up and take it away. Because you're not willing to stop and really look at it and have it tailored to a way that it will fit properly. Maybe you all have never have a suit tailored, or maybe some of you have gone to the seamstress and you've had to have a skirt taken in or a skirt let out or whatever, but it's tailored just so it fits you just so. And it's the same thing when we're working on these elements, we have to be willing to tailor them so they can start to fit and those pieces start to fit in correctly, that now we can build upon it. Whew. I tell you, I always get excited when I get in here and start talking and building on our discussion. It charges me up. And see, understanding, accepting, and working with reality is both practical and purposeful. It's both. It's like a dual superpower. And acknowledging your reality will help you to choose your dreams wisely and then help you to achieve them. And so many times when we're not doing that, we forget and we stop dreaming. How many of you are guilty of not dreaming? How many of you have forgotten what it is like to dream? Or how many of you just are stuck in a place and a space that no longer gives you the possibilities or to have that element of elevating your mind into that dream state? You see how powerful that is? You see how much you snatch away from yourself? When we start to set our intention and our intentions, aim, purpose, focus, direction, intention, clearly it helps to give us direction that allows us to grow in that space that is going to nurture, that will nurture us and keep us on our pathway correctly. Such powerful elements in that second master key, that key of acknowledging your reality. This next master key is going to require us to take a deeper look into ourselves. So I'm going to need you to get comfortable, take a little sip of your drink, and we can't be afraid to do it, though. So that's why I said, I want you to get comfortable. I want you to plant your feet, uncross your legs, just plant your feet, sit there, and just take this in for a moment. Breathe it in and make sure that your breathing is calm. And if you find yourself being fearful of this next step, I encourage you to unbox this with a professional to help you really digest it a little at a time. So sometimes it's such a heavy meal that you have to sit and you have to take it in slowly. And you have to do this where it's a little at a time. So your third master key is, we're going to practice honesty. Ooh, wow, radical. You know, radical is thoroughly, completely. It's like especially a change or action. It's a radical honesty. And when you can admit your own pretense, you can begin to powerfully create a new pathway, a new future, a new element, a new feeling, a new experience in your life and in your walk in happiness. You ever notice that when people let go of their pretenses, they seem happier and have the ability to see things like clearer? I have to share a story with you, and it's about a person who kept pretending. And they were pretending they were in a better space and place, and they wouldn't ask for like help. And one day, now this is a true story, guys. I'm really relaying this to you. So one day there was a gentleman that came into the person's place of employment, and he asked the simple question to this person that if he needed any help or did he need anything? I mean, anything. Do you need anything? And because the person was putting up a pretense that everything was fine and he was doing so well, he said, no, I'm good. And you've heard people, you know, say that numerous occasions, you know, I'm good, you know, and you're like, what does that mean? Or at least I say, what does that mean? When people tell me that I'm good, I always ask, well, what does that exactly mean? And it kind of takes them off guard because I don't think they're really expecting you to ask that. Because, see, when we are doing well and we're not pretending and everything is in alignment, we're doing well. I'm fine. Thank you so much. I appreciate you asking. But that I'm good. That knows, and you hear it because there's a doubt there. And they're saying it to make sure that they are kind of assuring themselves. Well, anyway, what happened was 2 days later, he came into work and everyone was just like buzzing in his office, and his coworkers were just like, oh my goodness, can you believe this? Oh man. And they walk up to him and they said that did you meet the guy that was here the other day? And he was like, well, yeah, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, and they said his name and everything. And he was like, oh yeah, I met him. We kind of chatted a little bit. And he was asking people if they needed anything and how they were doing. But, you know, one employee took the time to really talk to this gentleman, and ended up that this man gave him such an offer that he just could not refuse. He told him he would pay up all of his bills, pay for him to move into a better area because he was a single father, and where he was living, it was not safe for his child. And he gave him a job that is paying him six figures because he wasn't good. He didn't pretend. He took the time to speak to him and to say to him, well, I've probably been better, but you know, I'm grateful I got a job, but whew, life has been rough. And the gentleman sat there and listened to him. But look at what the door that opened up to him, because he let down the facade. Are you holding on to a facade that is keeping you in a spiral or a rotation going nowhere? Are you missing when people are trying to tap in and help you because you're good? The principle of the story is that when we become radically honest, radically, we can see where we need help, where we need to improve, and when we need guidance to reach that next step. That's what that does. It walks in quietly, but it has a big impact. Have you ever gone to a body of water and taken a large stone and hurled it into the water? And you see that big ripple effect that it has. That's the same difference when we practice radical honesty that it has. It has a large rippling effect on us. So we have to stop pretending that we're good or we're fine. And sometimes it requires of us to step out of the shadow. How many of you all have seen that commercial where it's on depression and a person is walking around holding the pretend happy face, but all along inside they are just like crumbling and they're sad and they just need help, but they're pretending and holding that face up constantly. And then finally they stop pretending and ask for help, and they finally get the help that they need, and their real face is shown smiling. Because see, they got radically honest with themselves and asked for help. And sometimes that's what it requires. And sometimes that master key is the scariest key of them all. And it's the most powerful key on your keychain. Because see, radical honesty is going to be needed as you carry your journey forward in anything and everything that you do, from your growth mindset to developing your relationships to going in to defeat to triumph. Whatever it is, it's going to take pure honesty, radical honesty, to be able to move and pivot in that powerful way. So if you are so afraid to ingest this particular key and to really use it to open up those doors in that secret place of your heart and your mind, have support. I tell you constantly, there's a link in each and every one of the episodes to my calendar. I tell you to reach out to people that can really support you and help you. Because sometimes you just need someone to just kind of push you over just a little bit so you're just not tilting too far over to the left or maybe leaning too far to the right. See, that's what this conversation is allowing us to do. It's like balancing our scales. Like sometimes you go to weigh yourself and the scale is a little bit off and you got to get down there and turn that little button to get back to the zero. So you're not like, oh, my Lord, I've gained 7 pounds. No, it just was that little button was off. And it's the same difference. So it walks us in to our fourth master key. Identify your part. To fully accept your reality, it's important to acknowledge any role you may have played, good, bad, or indifferent in getting to where you are currently. I mean, whatever it is. And ask yourself questions related to your current situation to help work towards solutions. See, you have to ask those radically honest questions. You can't sugarcoat it. Even though it might taste better because it's got a lot of sugar on it, it's not going to benefit you. Actually, it will sabotage you. And to fully accept your reality, it's important to identify what you may have done to foster either that success or failure. See, it's an either or in everything that we do, every element that we're putting forward in our lives. Because see, we always are a work in progress. And that's what keeps us growing because we are a work in progress. And once you know what you're dealing with, you can work toward the best next step. And I know when I identify certain elements that I'd like to change or enhance, it always makes me feel better for, you know, things that I want to focus on or move towards. And I'm a person who is very focused on things, and I'm always a work in progress. I refine myself constantly. I've shared with you all that I used to have a really quick, fast temper and really have had to work on myself because how can a therapist who has a hot temper be any help to anybody? Nobody wants to work with you like that. And especially if you're trying to help people pivot and change their mindset. What am I going to do? You sit there and yell at you? Oh, no, that wouldn't work. That'd be terrible. That'd be exhausting. So I have to take radical honesty with certain things. Right now, I'm working on a mission to drop a couple of LBs, like I told you all. And I had to get radically honest with myself and ask myself certain questions. Are you doing certain things that you know are better for you and better suited for your life and your lifestyle? And some things, yes, some things, no. You got to change that, girl. And I had to be willing to really look at it for what it was. And sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to be honest and sit there and look at it for what it is. But identify our part and our position in this whole thing. So you got to own your part. Own your part. And then our last master key that I'm going to give you. And notice I've given you 5 major keys today. That's how powerful this discussion is. Because there's so much that is built in here for us to be able to move with a clear direction. That 5th key is don't let fear get in your way. Oh, the dreaded sabotager of sabotagers, Mr. Fear. I'm going to come in and I'm going to derail everything because you're going to get so scared. You're not going to open up and you're not going to tap into, and you're not even going to look at any element here because we're afraid. But remember our discussion back that we have fear as a superpower, and it's not fear that has the big F on our chest and a cape flying off of our back either. It's the fear that will help us to step into and step up because all of the endorphins and adrenals and everything that we need kick in to give us the power we need to step up and face what we need to face. That's how powerful it is. And you must be willing to do things in the way that will help you, in the way you think is best for you. And you also have to sometimes, even it requires you to sit and reflect on any feedback that you receive or meditate upon what it is that really needs to be fixed or changed. Power in pausing. And sometimes we have to sit for a minute so we really can hear it, see it, feel it, touch it, taste it. This way it can really kind of really sit in the right space and place within our hearts and our mind, so we can have clarity. And that we can finally overcome and develop certain pathways and different trajectories and different things that are going to put us in there and rework that blueprint that it's going to be a house, not a shack. And it requires those things. And it really requires that we don't conjure up these false expectations and lead ourselves down the wrong pathways. We have to be willing to really look at these things. See, accepting reality is like so valuable. And it's even valuable to your leadership skills. And many of you are entrepreneurs, and many of you all are supervisors, and even like if you're the chief head officer of your house, because it allows you to make clear, direct choices rather than being stuck fighting or getting angry. You can choose the most effective path towards being conscious of your circumstances, being clear of those ebbs and flows. See, we want to always tap in and make sure that we are doing the necessary things to refine ourselves. And we can't feel that we are good when we're not, because that's selling wolf tickets to ourselves, and it doesn't benefit us. It doesn't benefit anything. See, Whispers, when we can begin to accept ourselves, our lives, our realities, we can move into living a happier lifestyle and move into building stronger qualities that can help us to build each and every day towards our end goal. See, I love having these discussions and building the qualities that help us to become better versions of ourselves, because I think it really allows us to sit in a deeper space and place. And I think it also makes us have to really open and broaden our minds even more to be able to receive such deep information and really tap into the essence of a conversation like this. And I always say that, you know, there's some discussions that I could go on forever with, and this has to be one of them. And this past week in Clubhouse, really we spoke on being able to accept your reality so you can have success in your career. And a lot of times when you can't accept yourself, you can't accept other things either. and it jeopardizes the things that you're trying to work towards. So it behooves us to start to really invest in certain elements so we can see and do better in our lives. So Whisperers, I thank you always for joining me in such beautiful discussions. And before we get ready to wrap things up in here today, I, like I said, wanted to give you some reminders and just some scheduling notes and everything. So you know that we'll be on winter break from November 18th through November 25th, and we'll be back in our safe zone on Friday, December the 2nd. And I believe that discussion is going to be up a little bit after this one. I know that they're working to get that posted up in here as well. And that discussion is going to be great because it's going to even tap into our health and how we need to live a healthier life to be happier. And so that's going to be so much fun to talk about and really kind of peel back as well. Don't forget to join me on social media. You can find me on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast and also in our Facebook group at facebook.com/whisperinabottle and then on Twitter at capital WHISPERS capital BOTTLE. And don't forget, there is no bonus episode this Monday on the Wisdom app because of the winter break. And make sure that you're staying safe. Like I said, tap in with those that may have been affected by this hurricane. And look out for your older ones, your loved ones, because I tell you, we have to really make sure that we're really tapping in and showing love to one another as well. And don't forget, you can connect with me over on Clubhouse after this winter break and everything, and you guys got your holidays and everything too. I know some of you are like shopping like crazy. So you know what? This has always been so great to be able to birth such beautiful discussions like this. You know I will miss you because I love being in our safe zone and birthing such beautiful conversations. Don't forget that if you missed any of the master keys, come back, listen to the replay, but also share the episodes with someone who really may need the support and also need to build on themselves, their mindsets, and to pivot and let go of things that are keeping them harnessed to, you know, negative thoughts or limited beliefs, because that's why we are here in Whispers in a Bottle in our safe zone in the Whispers Lounge. So guys, be safe. I'm Sonia Larray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. And by far, I'm honored to say your host. All right, guys, have a great weekend.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Larray, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.